This is IGN.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, the Lord of the Rings trilogy is returning to theaters. Welcome to your IGN Daily Update. But first, Deadpool and Wolverine director Sean Levy has said people do not need to do any Marvel Cinematic Universe homework before watching the upcoming superhero movie. The latest trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine featured plenty of action, a few familiar faces, and a clever callback to an early Spider-Man film. But Levy has assured audiences that he has made Deadpool's third outing accessible to everyday cinemagoers, as much as hardcore MCU fans, meaning no prior research is required. While studying is not essential, it might score a few extra points. The footage released so far has featured a couple of Easter eggs, including one related to Secret Wars, which could indicate that Deadpool and Wolverine is setting up the epic climax of the multiverse saga, making it an important entry in Phase 5 of the MCU. Deadpool and Wolverine, starring Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman in their respective titular roles, premieres July 26 and will be the only MCU movie of 2024. Next, Ubisoft and Microsoft appear to be tag-teaming a legal crackdown on people who try to pass off fake versions of Minecraft and Assassin's Creed official merchandise as the real thing. In a complaint filed on April 19, 2023 in the Illinois Northern District Court, Ubisoft alleges that a number of individuals, corporations, and other companies have been selling unlicensed and counterfeit Assassin's Creed merchandise via a number of different storefronts, including iOffer, Wish, Amazon, and the seller's own storefronts. Per the complaint, Ubisoft says these items are inferior limitations that nonetheless use design elements and Assassin's Creed trademarks to deceive consumers into thinking the merchandise is genuine. Ubisoft alleged the sellers are gaming search engine optimization, or SEO, to ensure their listings are at the top of relevant search results, misdirecting consumers away from legitimate products. And Foam Stars developer Square Enix has apologized for the game's ongoing matchmaking issues, but didn't mention a fix in its upcoming V3.2 patch notes. A blog post from Foam Stars producer Kosuke Okatani outlined the incoming patch, but began with an apology to fans for matchmaking issues which have persisted since its launch on February 6, 2024. Okatani didn't say what the other high-priority issues are, nor did he say when Square Enix would address them or the matchmaking problems. In the meantime, V3.2 will be available May 2nd and is headlined by the addition of a penalty system for those who intentionally disconnect during a battle or via the character select screen, or for being idle for a long time. Players who are penalized for doing the mentioned actions will be unable to join a match for a set amount of time, judged on a case-by-case basis. Square Enix will also introduce a fix for spawn camping on Radiant Rhythms Gardens, issues around Chloe Noir, and a PlayStation 4 crash issue. The Lord of the Rings trilogy is returning to theaters in June 2024, courtesy of Warner Brothers and Fathom Events. As reported by The Hollywood Reporter, the films will return in a format never before seen in theaters, not just as their extended cuts, but also in their 4K Ultra HD remastered versions released in 2020. Fans can book tickets for the showings, which will take place in theaters such as AMC, Cinemark, and Regal, through the Fathom Events website. The Fellowship of the Ring will be available June 8th, The Two Towers on June 9th, and The Return of the King on June 10th. The Lord of the Rings trilogy joins a wave of other early 2000s films returning to theaters. Sony Pictures has already found enormous success with the Tobey Maguire starring Spider-Man 2 earlier this month, as the 20-year-old film ranked in second place at the North American box office on Monday after bringing $805,000. Spider-Man 2 arrived as just the second of eight Spider-Man films swinging back into theaters, so its major earnings will perhaps lead other companies to do similar re-releases. Universal Pictures has already done so too, re-releasing Shrek 2 for its 20th anniversary in March 2024. And Disney is joining the craze to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, bringing it back to theaters in May. That's your IGN Daily Update. My name is Tony Jackson, and if you want more news on your favorite games and entertainment topics, make sure to visit us at IGN.com. You can also download our free app on your phone or console and subscribe to our weekly podcast through the podcast service of your choice.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.